Okay, welcome to the Punch and Judy Show. This is your host, Judy Berry. Well, last week, of course, I didn't show up at my show, and I dropped the devastating news on you all, at least devastating to me, that I've learned that I have cancer. And I asked people not to call me because I was overwhelmed, and I certainly was. I guess I still am. And I appreciate the people who didn't call, and I appreciate the people who wrote me letters and all the sentiments that people have been sending my way. I felt humiliated by the sensationalism, especially. I felt like I needed to tell you all who listen to this show. I needed to tell my own community. I needed to tell the people who listen to KMUD. But when the Press Democrat picked it up and put it on the front page on a banner headline so that it would show in the newsstand so they could sell more newspapers, I found that really humiliating, and it made it a lot harder for me to get out in the public and talk to people and stuff like that. But, you know, I've had enough pathos in my life, and I've had enough people feeling sorry for me. And, you know, I definitely don't feel normal. There's no question about that. I'm very tired. I don't have the energy that I usually have. And more things hurt than usually hurt. But, you know, I'm still able to function. So what I think I want to do is to keep functioning as much as I can and as long as I can. And I've dropped out of a lot of the things that I normally do. I've dropped out of the Headwaters organizing. That wasn't an easy thing to do. But, you know, the trees wouldn't let me go last summer. But this fall, the trees let me go. And, of course, it's very devastating to get this kind of news. But as hard as it is for me to deal with it, and it is definitely hard, I'm not trying to minimize it, it's probably less hard for me than it is for a lot of other people because I've already dealt with death. I dealt with that in 1990, and I think I've made my peace with it. I don't have any death wishes, that's for sure, and I certainly want to raise my children, and I certainly want to stay in this world and keep interacting in this world. But you know, this isn't even the worst thing that's ever happened to me. If the FBI pulled up and arrested me for having cancer, then it might be the worst thing that's ever happened to me. So I guess I've been through enough hell that a little more is not going to keep me completely out of the picture. And what I want to do is just keep working on things and keep being in the world and keep dealing with issues as they come up and not just dwell on this. 40 years ago, 1 in 20 women got breast cancer, and today that rate is 1 in 8, and in the Bay Area it's 1 in 7. And I know I never knew anybody that had cancer, and I'm sure everybody that's listening to the show knows lots and lots of people who do. So I think the question of whether or not there are environmental causes as to whether this world is just becoming too toxic to live in is certainly something that we need to think about.